This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, indeed. A great tune on a great radio station. It's FUBAR Radio with you 24 hours a day. The UK's largest ad-free online radio station. And we're here to do this.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Now, we've got so much to get through, but at 12:05 on a Thursday, let's remember the incredible icon, the puzzling enigma wrapped in a confusing triangle of what the hell, the one and only David Bowie. What a legend. He's an iconic British man. And we'll be talking about Britishness later. Is it time to have an English national anthem? We're also asking what New Year's resolutions have already imploded for you. And a quick question, just what is it that women actually want? This is FUBAR. But first, we're going to kick off with a rant, something I feel quite passionate about. Here we go. It's this. I am doing Wet January this year. Yes, you heard it here first. Barely have I recovered from my overdose of turkey and Sainsbury's Taste the Difference Rioja than I'm invited via Twitter, Facebook, and my rather patronising neighbour Ian to do Dry January, a challenge to give up alcohol, yes, for the month of January. Now, I'd like you to know I won't be doing this. Quite the opposite. This very day, I'm expecting a particularly alcohol-filled Ocado order. Normally, I put some food items in the order, spinach, porridge oats, quinoa, just to make my lifestyle look less dysfunctional to the Ocado man. But not this time. This time the poor chap will need to double up all the bags. Such will be the glassy weight of wines, beers and spirits he's forced to carry into my home. I am not, I repeat, not doing Dry January. In fact, I'm going to drink more in January to send out my own message, which is that 2016 should be the swan song of days, weeks and months of the year being appropriated for awareness of this cause or that. Given that there are just 365 days in the year, there are a finite number of causes or issues we can be made aware of on a daily basis. In fact, I'm overly aware these days. I have awareness fatigue. I could do with a few days of being unaware. I'm sure I'd sleep better. Here are just a few of the up-and-coming special days in the next few months. National Doodle Day. National Old Stuff Day. World Thinking Day. I might give that one a go. Winnie the Pooh Day, obviously. And my personal favourite, Squirrel Appreciation Day. Yes, that is actually a thing. While we're at it, March is National Bed Month. Good luck selling that one to your boss. Now, where does this end? Well, perhaps we should have World Bathroom Tile Day. They're great, aren't they? Bathroom tiles! Very rarely appreciated for the work they do keeping water and condensation off our walls as we bathe. Or how about National No Left Turn Signs Appreciation Month? After all, think of the carnage if those bad boys didn't exist. I'm amazed a ballsy charity haven't decided to up the ante and take a whole year. Or how about people who wear glasses decade? I like the sound of that one, though. Maybe a little short-sighted. Look, here's what I'm saying. The calendar is a sacred thing, and a day in the year should never be the commercial and intellectual property of any organisation, however well-intended its aims are. Ultimately, it just becomes a PR battle with lesser-known causes falling by the wayside. There are other vested interests at work, too. Government departments often chip in, and of course, big business is always happy to ally itself to virtuous causes. For them, charity always begins at home. And this is what grinds my gears. Even worse than being told that a week next Tuesday I have to worry about bowel complaints is being told when to drink, when not to, when to do a triathlon, when to give up meat, when to sleep outdoors overnight, when to wear a onesie to work. Actually, I am wearing a onesie to work today. As we speak, I'm a vision in leopard print polyester. But in my view, these jolly japes we have to participate in, wacky sports, challenges, stunts, use up valuable drinking time and are the worst kind of peer pressure. Dry January has got to be the worst idea ever. And here's the thing, the medical community aren't even agreed on whether the fasting model is necessarily any good for you in the first place. And that makes my mind up for me. I'm not going to disagree with doctors, am I? That would be frankly reckless, and I'd hate to be reckless. So there you have it. I'm not doing dry January because of the health fears surrounding it. Which means that when I wake up tomorrow morning, the only special cause I'm going to be aware of is my hard-earned hangover, courtesy of my good friend, the Ocado Man. I'll drink to that. You're listening to FUBAR.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Now, two men before me look like they're doing something akin to a damp January, because it is the top journalist, John Reynolds, and the iconic movie critic from Sky Movies, ITV1 and other premium platforms, Craig Stevens. Boys, welcome to FUBAR Radio. Welcome to Mark Dolan Eats the News.
How are you, sir?
Listen, I'm really, really well. Let me ask you, Craig, where do you stand on days of the week, special months of the year when we've got to, like, not have gluten or eat extra amounts of couscous? What's your view?
I don't understand any of these. Today is National Eat Your Mother's Dinner Day, because let's be honest, we did that for like 15 years until she threw us out. Like, I don't get why we have to celebrate certain days. It is just a marketing thing, right? Surely it's a marketing thing. It's like, let's buy cashew nuts day. Really? Because I wanted the pistachios yesterday and now I feel bad. I feel like I'm cheating on the pistachio. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So I don't get it. I don't understand. It's purely, it's like the whole, and I don't want to be unromantic, it's like Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Someone just went, hang on a minute, I've got a great idea. We need to flog a few of these shitty little cards we've got left over from Christmas. Let's wrap a heart round the robin and we'll flog it 2 months later. That's kind of what we've done, right? And now we've all bought into that. I disagree with any national day.
Right, okay. Now,
sorry, John, I didn't mean to rant then, but that's basically
it. Where do you stand on this? Because as an accomplished journalist, in a way, it's great column inches for you guys,
sure,
isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Because every time there's an awareness about this or that, yeah, there's 400 words written for you.
I think with dry January, I mean, that has become part of the fabric now. I guess it would be one way to move it on, or one way where it sort of establish itself even better would be maybe the money saved on people not spending on alcohol to put it to some sort of charitable cause or something like that.
Or cigarettes.
Or cigarettes.
Or cigarettes. Or cigarettes, yeah.
I mean, my thing is, in particular, looking at dry January, it's clear that we have, as a nation, a cultural problem with alcohol, don't we? We sort of tend to binge drink, and you know, we look at how the Italians and the French do it with envy, because it just seems like it's integrated in the context of food and friendship and socialising. Whereas for us, it's like we seem to just drink for the effect.
I can't work out though quite really whether it is just an advert of how much of pissheads are we if we have to take a month off.
Yeah,
like that's it. It's basically an advert going, hang on, we've all messed ourselves up for like 11 months, we should probably take a rest. The problem that I have with dry January is not necessarily, I like, if you want to kind of stop drinking, that's great. If you want to be healthier, I love all that. Like, we all join a gym for about an hour in early January, don't we? And then we realise it's really busy and we're not going to go back. But if you have to give up alcohol, is that not bad for the liver? Like, if you have become kind of not immune to it, but if you're doing it every day of every month up until January, and then suddenly your body goes, hang on a minute, I'm craving, I'm in real pain.
I guess
that dangerous?
Most sensible people will sort of, you know, not have alcohol for 1 or 2 days a week just to give the liver a rest, wouldn't they? I would have thought. Really.
Well, then this is my sort of argument. What I'm gunning for is 3 days on, 4 days off, just as a thing.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Just like in life in general?
Yes.
There's nothing to do with alcohol, is it? It's just basically, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, it's we are sort of strange. The French, the Italian, they don't need dry January, do they? You know, it is a sort of. And I just wonder also whether this fasting for a month, it actually fits with the spirit of binge drinking, because it is about all or nothing, and we surely need to get away from that rather than encourage it.
I think binge drinking, the problem is that we do this thing where we go, it's the weekend, we must get hammered. Because let's be honest, the majority of us have jobs where we can't really turn up drunk. It's frowned upon.
You work in the media, it's expected.
It's expected in the media, but I was trying to be one of the people. But so I think if you turn up on it, you know, so Friday we just go, we've got to let loose, and we want to have alcohol. We want to consume as much as humanly possible. My problem is, and I don't know how you guys are with this, I have the worst hangovers in the world.
Okay.
So I cannot do 2 nights in a row. Because if I have 3 drinks or 15 drinks, I'm still just as a mess the next day. So Saturday is a horrible day for me. So Sunday might be the first time I actually think, I would quite like a drink with maybe dinner again.
So you're one of those lucky people who can't really drink.
No, it's a nightmare for me. I have to really forward think.
But I think I always,
think
that's a blessing, because I sort of observe people who drink too much, and they're generally the ones whose bodies tolerate alcohol quite well, which would appear on the face of it a gift, but in fact is a curse. I mean, you're a journalist, John.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.